In 1958, American jazz label Verve Records released one of the most iconic jazz records of that decade. The album was Porgy and Bess, an interpretation of the great George Gershwin opera, rearranged by Russell Garcia and featuring two of the genre's great legends, Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. Bizarrely, despite the enormous success of the album, Russell Garcia's arrangements went missing, never to be recovered. But in recent years, they have been recreated by Irish trumpeter Ryan Quigley, who painstakingly listened to individual instruments on each track to bring the arrangements back to life. He's working towards a concert this coming September with the RT Concert Orchestra, where people can probably listen to those arrangements played live for the first time since 1958. And Ryan Quigley joins me, along with Brian Byrne on piano, who we'll hear from shortly. Ryan, whether or not people have seen the opera Porgy and Bess, they will certainly be familiar with tracks like Ain't Necessarily So and most famously Summertime. Tell us a little bit about the opera itself.
I don't know much about the opera per se, but the version I grew up with was that version by Russell Garcia that he wrote for Ella and Louis. So that, you know, that was something that I've had around my whole life, really, because
my dad had it on vinyl,
so I kind of it's always been around, and I was always kind of pretty transfixed with the arrangements, and you know, certainly that version of Summertime is so iconic, it was just, it got to a stage where I was, you know, I thought, why has nobody done this live? I must try and get hold of the music. And that's when I got in touch with Russell Garcia before he passed away. And he actually replied to me and said, yeah, that was a great session, really enjoyed it. But I think I've only got a little bit of the overture somewhere, but no idea where the rest of that music would be.
So nothing was written down, or if it was written down or recorded, it was lost.
It was either lost or filed away and people have forgotten about it, which is amazing to think, you know, how kind of seminal a recording that is, that the original sheet music, who knows where it is.
So you have trumpet in hand and Brian Byrne is with you at the piano. So you're going to play that version from 1958 of It Ain't Necessarily So. And we can talk after you've performed just how you got those arrangements down on paper. Thank you. fantastic. It Ain't Necessarily So by George and Ira Gershwin, performed there by Ryan Quigley and Brian Byrne on piano. So, Ryan, when you were listening to that, it was a full orchestra performance.
Yes.
So how painstaking is it, and how do you even set about it? Do you set about it, see what the strings are doing, see what the various instruments are doing?
Yeah, I mean, the first thing I do is write out the melody, what the singers are doing, write out the bass line, figure out what the chords are, and then just patch it together, you know, because there's very obvious lead lines going on. So you'll hear like a first violin line soaring away, or you'll hear a really prominent trumpet part. So you just, you write down everything that you hear first that's obvious that you can get down, and then you start to get into the nitty gritty. So you start to get into like what the second trombone's doing, what the viola line's doing, what the cello are doing. So that's the really painstaking bit. So sometimes you'll spend, you know, you can get the map of a whole tune down in a day. But then you might spend an hour doing two bars, you know, to kind of fill in that kind of virtual sonic jigsaw.
And how, in time-wise, how long did it take?
Well, I started the process of actually putting pen to paper, as it were, in about mid-January. And I'm almost finished, so I'm not quite finished. So it's definitely going to go down to, not quite down to the wire, but it's in good shape. So it's taken about 6 months.
So you're going to have this in all its parts for the RT Concert Orchestra?
Yes, so for full orchestra, yeah.
I guess they'll be rehearsing in August, or will it be September?
We're doing, so the gig's on September the 11th, and we're going to rehearse on the 9th and the 10th. So we've got 2 days to get it all together.
So Russell Garcia, he isn't as well known as Ella Fitzgerald, obviously, or Louis Armstrong. Was he an important arranger in his day?
Yeah, I mean, he was one of the kind of studio kind of workhorse orchestrators. So he worked on plenty of movies. He actually wrote the soundtrack to that old movie, the Time Machine. Don't know if you remember seeing that. I remember seeing that when I was a kid. So he wrote the music for that. But he was a kind of jobbing orchestrator in kind of Hollywood. And he also worked with people like Stan Kenton and Maynard Ferguson and Oscar Peterson. And, you know, he's got a massive list of credits to his name. And interestingly, after all that, in the 60s, I think, him and his wife, they gave it all up and sailed away to some distant corner of the world and just literally gave up the whole music industry. And I believe they set up like a couple of schools for underprivileged kids and just kind of did good in the world. So he was a really interesting sounding guy, you know. I'd love to have met him personally, but we had a nice couple of emails.
And you said that the whole orchestration, or most of it, was lost. Was this a usual thing to happen? Was it a bit disorganised in Hollywood in those days?
I think there's a lot of those kind of Hollywood scores that I think just they didn't really, you know, there wasn't the market then for doing live concerts of these things, because I guess they were considered, you know, you do it quickly, you get it done, you get it down on film, and then that's it, it's done, move on to the next thing. So I don't think there was the same kind of I don't know what the word would be, but they just didn't think, I guess, that maybe 50 years from now people might want to do this stuff live. I think it was just done for there and then it was like move on to the next thing. So I'm sure they were filed away somewhere by some librarian somewhere, but who knows? Maybe they'll turn up sometime.
And a soloist like Ella Fitzgerald then, who is so famously improvisational in what she does, is she improvising in this? Or?
Yeah, there's a few bits. But mostly she's just singing the songs, as is Louis. It's all very prescribed, but there's a couple of moments.
Okay, well, we're going to listen to another track. You've another track prepared, and that is The Man I Love, again by George and Ira Gershwin, from that iconic 1958 recording. And Ryan and Brian, you're going to perform that.
Yes, we are.
Brian Quigley on trumpet, Brian Byrne on piano with The Man I Love, whetting our appetites for Ella and Louis, Porgy and Bess, featuring the RTÉ Concert Orchestra. And they will be performed on Wednesday, September the 11th at the National Concert Hall in Dublin. The programme includes a full performance of the recreated 1958 Porgy and Bess by Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, and also some selected George Gershwin compositions from throughout his career. Featured performers are jazz vocalist Nicola Emmanuel and Enrico Tommaso, and of course Ryan Quigley on trumpets. Full details can be found on nch.ie or alternatively on orchestras.rte.ie.